Welcome in, Fantasy Pros. I'm Andrew Erickson, and today we're going to be breaking down my 10 must-have running backs for the 2023 fantasy football season, because in fantasy, running backs still matter. But first, before I get into my list of 10 running backs, if you want a chance to win a signed Jaxon Smith-Njigba Seattle Seahawks jersey courtesy of bettingpros.com, you're in place to start betting smarter and not harder. You just subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel right now, comment below on this video, and that's it. We'll be announcing a winner this week, so this is your last chance. Turn on those notifications so you can be alerted when new episodes are up and claim your prize. Now, let's get to the list. Number 10, Kenneth Gainwell, Philadelphia Eagles. Kenneth Gainwell's usage increased toward the end of the 2022 season, and he out-targeted Miles Sanders from week 15 onward. Kenny G forced a timeshare with Sanders. Former starter played fewer than 40% of the snaps in his last five games after never playing fewer than 50% of the snaps from weeks 1 through 16. Gainwell and Sanders split touches nearly 50-50 in the team's last four games, with Gainwell seeing preferred usage on passing downs. With Sanders in Carolina and the Eagles' backfield almost completely overturned with additions of DeAndre Swift and Rashad Penny, Gainwell has the chance to see an expanded role on the ground after the team showed immense trust in him during the postseason. Gainwell has been super efficient 2 years in the NFL, finishing inside the top 8 in fantasy points per touch both seasons. The only other running back to do so, Austin Eckler. The team has been extremely high on Gainwell this offseason, with him in the driver's seat over newcomers to be the team's featured back. He sat out the team's first preseason game with many of the other Eagles starters. Number 9, Jaylen Warren, Pittsburgh Steelers. Warren shined with every opportunity he got in the Steelers' backfield last year. After securing the number 2 role behind Najee Harris, Warren finished 3rd in rushing success rate and 2nd in the 2000 running back class and yards per route run, just behind Breece Hall. Warren's efficient play suggests he will continue to see snaps alongside Najee Harris. During the team's first preseason game in 2023, Warren saw the first 2 carries and outsnapped Harris 6-4 on the opening drive with the first team offense. Considering no team rushed the ball more than the Steelers during the second half of last year, Warren could carve out a standalone role even with a healthy Harris after averaging 9 touches and nearly a 40% snap share in their final 7 games played together. Number 8, Antonio Gibson, Washington Commanders. Gibson had a polarizing 2022 season, splitting work at the Commanders' backfield with rookie Brian Robinson. However, Gibson's proven track record of production, ideal size, and pass-catching chops make him a must-have late-round running back to target. Recall, Gibson is just one of 12 running backs to handle a season with at least 300 touches over the last 3 years. And despite operating as an RB3 for much of the second half of 2022, Gibson remained much more involved in the passing game than Robinson, with an impressive 14% target share. The release of J.D. McKissic further solidifies Gibson's role as the primary receiving back for the Commanders. As a free agent at the end of 2023, the team could ride Gibson until the wheels fall off. Additionally, new offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, his arrival may lead to more opportunities for Gibson, as he has no prior commitments to the hierarchy of the backfield from last year. We could easily see Gibson in a Jerick McKinnon-esque role in Washington. He played the majority of third down snaps in the team's first preseason game, posting a 30% target rate. The Commanders' tough schedule also foreshadows negative game scripts, which favors Gibson's pass-catching upside. Number 7, Khalil Herbert, Chicago Bears. This year's Ramondre Stevenson is going to be Khalil Herbert. The Bears running back played 100% of the snaps Justin Fields in the team's first preseason game and looked explosive as ever. Friendly reminder that Herbert would have easily taken over the starting running back job last year had he not suffered an injury. Because anytime he's been Chicago's featured running back over the last 2 seasons, he's played 8 games with at least 13 or more touches, Herbert has averaged fantasy RB1 numbers. I don't see him losing the starting job anytime soon. Number 6, Rashad White, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Rashad White's rookie season saw him flash a legitimate 3-down back skill set in the Buccaneers' offense. Despite working in a timeshare with Leonard Fournette, White was able to average 11 fantasy points per game as the RB26 and operate as the 1A back in the second half of the season despite averaging just 4 yards per carry. In his one spot start without Fournette in the lineup, week 12 versus the Browns, White went 14 for 64 rushing and 9 for 45 on 9 targets receiving. He totaled a 90% snap share on offense. List of rookie running backs to earn a 90% snap share in a game last year. Rashad White. That's the list. The last rookie running back to see a 90% snap share under a Bruce Arians team? David Johnson. White also started every game from week 10 onward, even with Fournette active in all but one game. The Buccaneers running back posted a 62% RB2 finisher rate as a starter over the rest of the season.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And Stan, we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Number 5, Cam Akers, Los Angeles Rams. Cam Akers had a rocky start to the 2022 season, getting benched in week 1 and facing doubts about his role in the Rams' backfield. However, Akers eventually emerged as the team's RB1 and finished the season as the RB4 in the final 6 weeks, leading the NFL in rushing yards at 85 rushing yards per game. As the Rams enter a new season, Akers' potential for high volume makes him an appealing option in fantasy football. One reason for optimism is that Sean McVay is the Rams' head coach, which bodes well for Akers to remain the primary option in the backfield and taking on a featured role. Akers played every snap in the Rams' season finale, and the team did not select any running backs until the 6th round of this year's draft. This means that Akers will face little competition for touches, with only day 3 picks, Kyren Williams and Ronnie Rivers, as well as Zach Evans, as potential threats. Do not be swayed by the veteran addition of Royce Freeman. Number 4, Travis Etienne Jr., Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags' new RB1 proved himself to be a great fantasy asset during the 2022 season, averaging 15 fantasy points per game from weeks 7 through 17, RB8 in points per game, finishing tied for 5th in carries inside the 10-yard line, 23, despite only scoring 4 touchdowns on those carries. Etienne ended the year with over 1,200 rushing yards, averaging 5.1 yards per carry in 19 games played. He finished 4th in total forced missed tackles, trailing only Josh Jacobs, Nick Chubb, and Derrick Henry, and all that was despite Etienne suffering a foot injury that knocked him out of a Week 12 contest. Additionally, Etienne's potential as a receiver remains tantalizing. While he had a limited role in the passing game last year, he was a primary route runner among the Jaguars' running backs, posted a 22% target rate per route run in 3 of his last 4 games. It's a strong indication of his receiving upside. He's a lock to lead the Jaguars' backfield after playing 75% of the team's offensive snaps in the first preseason game. Tank Bigsby played 1 snap with the starters. Number 3, Ramondre Stevenson, New England Patriots. Ezekiel Elliott recently signed a 1-year contract with a base salary of $3 million worth up to $6 million incentives with the Patriots this offseason. The incentive-based contract suggests that Zeke will be nothing more than a breather back for the New England Patriots, lightening the load off Ramondre Stevenson while also seeing an opportunity for goal line usage. The red zone opportunities are the only legitimate downside to Elliott signing from the Stevenson perspective. But in every other capacity, Stevenson should remain the team's featured back because Elliott is dust. Therefore, Stevenson's role in 2023 will be more of what we saw from weeks 5 through 16 of 2022, when he was the RB13 in points per game and RB9 overall as the Patriots' RB1. And recall that even when Damien Harris played alongside Stevenson last year, the big running back still finished 3rd in route participation and targets among running backs. Also, remember that Stevenson's strong campaign en route to an RB10 finish was not fueled by touchdowns. He was the only fantasy RB1 to score fewer than 7 touchdowns last year. But Stevenson still finished as a back-end fantasy RB1 because he's a super efficient running back. PFF's 11th highest graded rusher last year, with pass gain chops to boot. Stevenson finished as an RB1 in 44% of his games last season, which tied Chubb for 6th highest at the position. By the ADP dip on Stevenson that Zeke signing will undoubtedly cause, salivate over a round 4 price tag. Number 2, Tony Pollard, Dallas Cowboys. With Ezekiel Elliott no longer on the roster, Tony Pollard will have the opportunity to take over as the team's lead back. Last season, he finished as the RB7 in fantasy, despite ranking outside the top 25 in touches per game. He was a top 12 running back in 40% of his games played, which ranked 8th best. Pollard's efficiency was on full display as he averaged 5.3 yards per carry and was the 3rd highest graded running back by PFF. From week 7 through 16, Pollard was the highest scoring running back in fantasy with 19.3 points per game while playing as the team's featured back. He also has little to no established RB competition in Dallas between the likes of Deuce Vaughn, Rico Dowdle, and Malik Davis. And the fears of Ezekiel Elliott returning to Dallas have been erased with him signing in New England. We know Derek Brown is very, very excited about Tony Pollard in 2023. Number 1, Nick Chubb, Cleveland Browns. As one of the league's premier pure rushers, Chubb quietly amassed over 1,500 rushing yards and 13 touchdowns in 2022, finishing as the RB6 overall with the top 10 backfield opportunity share. From weeks 1 through 12, he was the RB4 overall and in points per game. However, his production tailed off towards the end of the year with the return of his struggling Deshaun Watson. However, with Watson expected to raise the ceiling of the Browns' offense with a full offseason back to football, Chubb's fantasy production should remain more consistent throughout the year, making him a near bust-proof draft pick. Last season alone, Chubb was one of just 3 running backs to finish inside the top 36 every single game, along with Christian McCaffrey and Austin Eckler. The Browns running back is currently the betting market's favorite to lead the NFL in rushing yards. Additionally, with the departure of Kareem Hunt, Chubb could see an increase in targets. He demonstrated his ability in this area with a strong Week 18 performance, playing a season-high 75% snap share, running a route on 71% of dropbacks and catching 5 of 6 targets for 45 yards, posting a 22% target share. Chubb finished week 18 as the RB1 overall. An unproven 2022 fifth-rounder Jerome Ford is currently pegged as the number 2 running back. I don't think Ford's going to have the same type of role Hunt had, which gives Nick Chubb RB1 overall upside at 2023. And that's going to include my must-have running backs, my top 10 for the 2023 NFL season. If you enjoyed this list, be sure to give it a like, subscribe, and share with all your friends, and be sure to check out all the running back rankings over at fantasypros.com. But before you go, remember, if you want a chance to win a signed Jaxon Smith-Njigba Seattle Seahawks jersey courtesy of bettingpros.com, your place to start betting smarter and not harder, you need to subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel right now. Comment below in this video, and that's it. We'll be announcing a winner this week, so this is your last chance. Turn on those notifications so you can be alerted when new episodes are up and to claim your prize.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.